It means a lot to me. It shows that everything I did on this off season and working hard is paying off on the field. And I said it, telling y'all every year I want to just get better than the next year. And I feel like that's what I've been doing. So it's just me just basically showing that still at this age I can play with the best of them.
You're a perfect example of kind of like leading by example, aren't you?
That's the way I try to lead as a captain. I don't really say much or talk. I lead by example. I go out there week by week and I try to play as basically as hard as I can and show up for the team.
Some people go, well, what's the value in winning the final game? They're going to be 4-12, maybe, you know, if they win. I mean, but there is something to it, isn't there?
I mean, it's always good to win win the last game and go into this offseason, you know, on a positive note. You know, getting one in Indy will always be positive, especially beating them there. And just look forward to 2016 and seeing what the changes are going to be and, you know, ending it on a good note.
Elaine, what stood out most to you about Marcus's rookie season? I know Coach Malarkey today officially said his year's over. What stood out most to you about him?
Just his attitude, his toughness. The way he prepared for the game, I always thought he went in there and he played the best he could in trying to lead us into victory. And, you know, that's something you want to see from a young guy. He's a very, very confident guy and going out there and knowing what to do.
What do you think about him coming in? Did you have some reservations about him before he walked in the door and he changed your mind?
I already knew he was going to be a great player. I mean, I watched some of his highlights when we drafted him, and then when I met him, you know, he was just quiet. Most of the time, the quiet guys is always the good players, and didn't really talk much about his game, and I respect him for that.
You mentioned 2016 changes coming. What has been your impressions of Coach Malarkey since he took over?
Man, Coach Malarkey, you know, he's been my position coach, and I already knew what type of guy he was. And I think that, you know, probably if he's given the opportunity to be the head coach in training camp and make changes the way he want to make them, things would be different. You know, he came in the middle of the season and just basically couldn't change the things he wanted. I know his style of play. All the tight ends can tell you, you know, it's going to be physical. He's going to do everything the right way, make sure guys do it the right way. So, you know, I was kind of excited when he did get the job.
He said that, you know,